Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Melchizedek, who joins you once more within the radiance of your beautiful temple. Come into your higher perception. Come into your magnificence. Come into the joy that is yours. And the love that bears your name. Bring this to your awareness. You come into a marvelous still point of self, a perfect equilibrium, where your wondrous consciousness comes into focus. Where remembrance returns, and the horizon of you gently expands. You sense that there is community about you, as many ones in spirit form a halo, as it were, about this gathering. A circle of radiance, a shimmering light of consciousness, all in equilibrium, all in focus. The strength of this astonishes us as we feel our own consciousness pulled toward this unity, this purpose of vision, let us say. Where those in spirit join in ways truly transcendent and truly intimate. As the pulse of life moves amongst us, it is tangible. We sense the life in each other, that which we understand to be the breath, and more than this, come into this experience, for you yourself are part of this exchange. where the rhythm of your heart beat in spirit becomes part of this energy, part of the movement, part of the equilibrium, and part of this focus. Sense this pulsation, the life of each other, make this your focus at this time. And the more that you begin to focus, then so it is that the pulsation of life begins to reveal itself from all corners of creation. For once you are attuned, then so it is that creation may be felt and experienced in this manner. As if every being in spirit were a heartbeat that you feel. Perhaps seemingly distant, perhaps truly present, nonetheless, it is tangible. The life pulse of every soul, one continuum, one circle of life. Breathe with this. Come into its rhythm. You understand the movement is with you. We do not require direct experience of every soul in existence. For we know their heartbeat is with us. And that we ourselves are a pulsation that creation receives. As if divinity were sending out signals, so to speak, through each and every one of us, knowing that our song brings into creation a far greater story of ourselves come into the warmth of this to the peace of this and the inexhaustible comfort of feeling connected always those in spirit who join us this day, whom form a ring about us of light. We choose now to experience them through their movement, through that which we receive from the life that they are, and how we answer this in kind, without thought, without effort, we simply are this pulsation, and we are recognizable. There is unison to this. For there is not one spiritual heartbeat out of step. Feel. Feel and be delighted. The heartbeat of others echoing across space and time, dimensions. The underlying pulse, the voice of creation. It is mesmerizing. For when we bring our focus to it, then we come into remembrance. When we bring our focus to it, we remember. We once indivisible, singular. You come into a plateau, so to speak, of perfect resonance, of perfect harmonic. And it is exhilarating. For in this place of perfect resonance and harmonic, you come into the energy, though this is not an accurate term, you are energized. As if the underlying force of creation were buzzing about you like a hum of electricity. That which is perhaps ordinarily within the background of existence, until focus is upon it. Come into this experience . We see about us a vast ocean of energy, we begin to immerse ourselves deeply. We dive beneath the surface, so to speak. We pass through this energy vibration and fall deeply . We feel this ocean. We know that somewhere we are contained within it, for it is familiar. But this viewpoint is not. For we perceive now all about us one of the most astonishing and unique manifestations in all of creation, for we journey now into the ocean of time. We sense it as a living ocean. We sense the tide of time as it ebbs and flows. We feel this movement how the currents move us. And we see that the surface of this ocean is absolutely beautiful in its iridescence. We see how the breath of God shimmers across its surface and ripples form. And we understand that moments in time are a consequence of this. And like an ocean, it has its pull as the tide of time moves unceasingly. Toward divine expansion. Feel. Rest upon this ocean. Far below, the currents are greater and more keenly felt. As life exists within it, in your dimension, where the slightest of ripples brings profound momentum to your journey. But here upon the surface, we are perfectly content. And we sense the breath lapping against us through these waters of time. There is great comfort to this and reassurance. For we understand the tide leads us outward toward that which we desire. The homecoming that we seek. Feel. For this is your life in time, experienced through higher perception. Feel the motion, how there is a rhythm. You become aware that new momentums begin to form. And waves of time, so to speak, gently beach against that which is you in physicality, you understand the perfection of this. And the certainty that the ocean leads you somewhere. We fall deeply once more. And find ourselves within the embrace of this light, of those whom are with us. And the temple of your creation. You are at one with time and space. And I am Melchizedek Adonai.